And the reading this morning is from John 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And I wonder if the children would like to come up here again for a moment. You can see a bit better if you come up here. Join me at the front. Great. We're just going to have a little think about that passage that Lisa read for us now, particularly thinking about verse 14 as we do that. I wonder if we could have the first picture up. I need you to have a look up here. Great. Now, this is very topical, and Nathan knows exactly what that is. Do any of the other children know what this is? Any ideas? I think Nathan's so straining to tell me. Better tell me, Nathan.
Phoebe.
Actually, do you know what? That's not Phoebe. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Phoebe did look like that. Who else might it be? Any ideas who it might be? Somebody who's actually here amongst us. Not Lydia? No? Summer? Who's quite small here? Who's our smallest person here, really, up here? Any thoughts? Yes, who is it? It's Emily, that's right. This is Emily, not as she is now, obviously. She's now a bouncing one-year-old. This is Emily at 12 weeks. I borrowed this scan picture from Kim and Sue. They let me have it for the moment on loan. Thank you. Now, Emily was 12 weeks there. She's now nearly one-year-old. And we're quite used to seeing pictures like this. It's a simple photograph, but it can tell us an awful lot. That photo told us an awful lot. It actually could tell them whether she was a boy or a girl, all those sorts of things. And it was a sign that there was a baby on the way. Now, in a way, the Old Testament is a bit like that, as we've been saying, that we've got lots of clues to Jesus coming before he's actually born and what he'd be like. And the Bible describes it a bit like shadows. So in one of the books in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, it talks about shadows of Jesus, of the Messiah, of the Christ coming. And I've got some more pictures for us now, Michael, if you'll take us on. And I want the children to tell me, if they can, what animal they can see here. This one's quite easy, I think. Okay. Let me see. Oscar, who's this?
Your cat.
A cat. It's not my cat, actually, but it is a cat. Yep. This is a cat. Shall we have the next one? Any ideas what this is a shadow of?
Horse. And a man.
Let's wait, shall we? Somebody else might like to have a go. Summer? A horse, that's right. It's a man with a horse, isn't it? And the next one. Any thoughts? James, what's this?
Dog.
It's a dog, that's right. And I think I've got one more for us. This is not an animal, obviously, but what can we see in part and also see a shadow of here? Any idea? Jude, what can we see? A ballerina, that's right, it's this ballet, isn't it? So we've got another shadow here. Okay. Now, with Jesus, in the Old Testament, we see shadows that then become concrete. They become a reality. Okay, and that's what we celebrate at Christmas time. I wonder if Michael just put the next verse up. This is the verse that I wanted just to think about for a moment in the next couple of minutes. In the passage that Lisa read us, we had this verse, and it says, the Word became a man and lived among us. The Word became a man and lived among us. So Jesus is described as the Word of God. We're told about him before in the Old Testament, and he's described as the Word then. We see that he became a man, and that's what we celebrate at Christmas time. Okay. We're also told in John's Gospel that this Word, can you remember the beginning of John's Gospel? What are we told about the Word? Something really interesting that's mind-blowing. Summer, any ideas? God, exactly. Fantastic. The Word was God. He was with God and he was God. Isn't that extraordinary that Jesus, the Word, was with God, but he was also God? So we're told some amazing stuff there. So if we want to know God, if we want to be introduced to him, the best place we can come to, the best place we can look is at the person of Jesus, because he is God. He's the Word of God and he is God. And John tells us that when we see Jesus, we see God. We see his glory and we see him. So, if we can have some more pictures, thank you, Michael. So when we see Jesus calming the storm with a word, do you remember he does that with a word? We see God in action, don't we? That's the kind of thing that God does. And similarly, the next picture, when we see Jesus giving sight to the blind, just again with a word and a touch, it's just like God is doing that. Only God can do that kind of thing. So Jesus is showing us that he is God on earth. He is the Word made flesh. And one more picture. Here is Jesus raising a girl who was dead back to life. And again, only God can do that sort of thing. So when we look at Jesus, we see God, don't we? It's amazing. And he was promised a long time ago. Okay, now that can be quite hard for us to get our heads around. But do you remember that scan, that little picture that Emily of 3 months, I don't even know how big she was. What app? So tell me, who's got those apps? How big is something at 12 months? Is it like a raspberry or something? But we know that that little tiny thing became a real person. And it's the same with Jesus when he appears. The Word became flesh. So, in the last minute or so, why does that matter? So what? We've learned some interesting things about Jesus today. Why does it matter? Well, it matters because God keeps his promises. Do you remember all those promises we had here? This is what God told us about Jesus, and all of them came true. And that's really important for us all to know, that God keeps his word. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. And God has made some fantastic promises to us in the Bible. Does anybody know what God promised that Jesus would do for us? Any ideas what God promised that Jesus would do for you and me? Yes, Summer. He died on the cross, exactly. And what does his death on the cross achieve for us? Why is that so great? Why is that good news? Nathan? He saves us from our sins. Fantastic. So when God says he's going to do something and he does it, he really means it, doesn't he? He means business. And that's really important for you and me to know this Christmas time. That's why it's such wonderful news that we can celebrate. Okay. Well, let's just have a reminder of our verse again. I think I've got one more slide up there. That's right. So, again, Emmanuel, God with us. That's what that title for Jesus means. It means God is with us. We've seen that already. And the next slide. Just a reminder, if you take one thing away today, remember that the Word became a man and lived among us. God's word is true. It was fulfilled in Jesus. Brilliant. We're going to pray now, and then we're going to sing another song. So let's just bow our heads, shall we, and pray together and give thanks for this wonderful news. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a promise-keeping God and that we can trust you. Thank you for the Word who became a man and lived among us. Thank you for Jesus. And help us to put our trust in him so that we can have a relationship with you and the hope of eternal life and sins forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.